The monitors throughout the chief of state's offices show the main feed from HoloNews. In succession, they displayed images of crowds growing in size and increasing in energy, massing in the vicinity of the Senate building, of journalists offering interpretations of events, of stock recordings of Mandalorian transports, of Mando infantry operations in the past and their considerable destructive potential. Wynn was watching the end of one of these rapid news cycles when his office door slid aside and Chief Dalla, flanked by two fleet intelligence security agents, swept in. Wynn stood. The security specialist glanced around, then stepped back out, and the door closed. Dalla gestured at Wynn's monitor, her hand shaking with her anger.
"How did it leak? How did it leak so fast?"
Wynn shrugged, hoping it looked more hapless than uncaring. "The orders to commence an operation like this have to pass through several hands. Dozens. In theory, there could be a leak at any point. It could be something as malevolent as a traitor, or it could be a data tap placed by an unusually skilled news being."
"It's the first one. I've been betrayed, Wynn. And this is a time of galactic crisis. Treason at this level is punishable by execution."
"I know that, Admiral."
"Find out who leaked the information. I expect arrest within the day. I'm also putting fleet intelligence on the search.
We'll be stumbling all over one another, interfering with one another's investigations." She fixed him with a cold stare.
"I need the redundancy, in case you're the source of the leak."
She turned and left, moving so fast that the door nearly scraped her face as it slid open. Wynn gulped. He sat and returned to his monitor, issuing orders for trusted subordinates to begin the most intensive, no-stone-unturned investigation this environment had seen since... well, since the hunt for Saha Dorvald's poison device just a couple of days previously. In between bouts of sending out orders, he continued to work on his letter of resignation. Grudgingly, the Senate Building Security Center issued authorization for the Millennium Falcon to land in a hangar bay. Han brought the transport in with his customary skill, the smoothness of the landing revealing no trace of the tension that gripped him, with the imaginary piranha beetles flying formations in his stomach. Once the transport was down, he commenced an abbreviated shutdown procedure, glanced at Leia, and looked back at the other two in the cockpit.
"You two know what to do."
"Pardon me, sir. I'm not certain I do."
C-3PO raised his arms in a vague and hopeless gesture.
"I'm not even sure of the purpose of this errand. I assume you're offering Chief Dalla comfort and wisdom in the face of the growing numbers of protesters outside."
Han rolled his eyes.
"Something like that. I expect she'll feel very different by the time we leave the building. Goldilocks, your specific task is to stay on the ship, to alert me or Leia if anyone comes aboard, and to follow R2's instructions if he offers any."
"Oh, sir, it's folly, very dangerous folly, to put R2 in charge of anything. He's too impetuous, too much the daredevil."
Han left, Leia beside him, the two of them breezing past R2-D2 at the cockpit entrance. At the bottom of the boarding ramp waited Desha Lor, Wynn's Twi'lek assistant. Today, her black suit seemed to match the mood of the surroundings, the growing hostility and seriousness outside. She shook her head slowly, causing her leku to sway.
"I don't think the Chief of State will be able to fit you in today."
Leia's voice was cordial but firm.
"We'll stay in her waiting room. Please tell Wynn that we insist on seeing her today. We went to considerable effort to find Saha and convince her to turn herself in. Dalla owes us for this, and we demand to see her."
Desha gave her a little understanding smile.
"I think I'll paraphrase that when informing Wynn." "No, I insist you quote me exactly, and that Wynn does likewise when speaking to the Admiral."
Han kept his emotions from his face. They weren't feelings of worry. They were the residue of what he'd felt during the hours Leia had fretted over the choice of her exact words. Those words had to announce the intent of the Solos, to annoy Dalla enough that she would keep them cooling for a long time at her waiting area, but not to offend her to the extent that she'd have them ejected from the building. Desha shrugged.
"As you wish. This way, please. As usual, you'll have to endure the full security regime.